This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom, and we're going to stop this program with a shout. 3, 2,
everyone. 1.
Everybody, one.
Oh!
Shout to the Lord.
Why do we shout, Father?
We shout because he's been raised from the dead. We shout because we have a new life in the Holy Spirit. We shout because we are children of God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, it's Lent. Amen and amen.
And we shout because it breaks things loose in the Spirit.
Yes, yes, yes. I have told you a couple of things I've never told anybody. That when things were happening in my life that I couldn't control, I was in the automobile and I decided to shout.
Oh!
I didn't shout like that. I shouted, help! Help! And guess what? He helped. Not that moment, but he sent people and I was helped. It's wonderful to shout to the Lord.
Sometimes you got to just make sure God can hear you.
Amen. And that's real. The Psalms tell us to shout to the Lord. He's wonderful. You know, when Jesus took Lazarus from the tomb, he shouted, Lazarus, come out! Oh, he didn't say, Lazarus, come out. He shouted, and the dead man came out, now alive, wrapped in funeral clothes. And you know what Jesus said to the people? Unbind him. And that's what he says to us today. That we are called to unbind people. Unbind people who are in darkness. Unbind people who do not know Jesus. Unbind people who are sick. Unbind people. Wherever we go, we are called to unbind people. Do you need to be unbound today? Are you still in your grave clothes? Well, you know what? In Jesus' name, we take those grave clothes off and receive a new life. As you say to Jesus, I surrender, Jesus. I surrender my life. I surrender my sins. I surrender Jesus.
The reading for today, Romans 8:14. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the what, Father?
Are the children of God. Are you a child of God today? Are you led by the Spirit of God? Oh, yes. You know, I never know what's going to happen each day. God brings things to me that I never could imagine that would happen. I just need to be attentive. Now, some of the things he brings, I might not like personally. But you know what? I've got to do them anyway. If he does it, I've got to do it anyway. And that's the way it is. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. And if we are led by the Holy Spirit, we're not only children of God. That means you've got the DNA of the Father, the DNA of the Son, the DNA of the Holy Spirit. You've got that DNA of the Trinity. And you don't need to be downcast today because Jesus said, unbind you. Unbind you. I'm unbinding you now in the Spirit so that you'll have a song to sing. A song to sing out loud. Be unbound. Amen and amen.
Psalms 47. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph.
Oh!
This is how you unbound. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. You see, we're either led by the flesh or the Spirit. When we receive Jesus, we receive a new life. We receive a new, that new man. We become a new creation. But we need to crucify that old man. Why are we fasting during Lent? Because that old man who wants to be led by the flesh is creeping back. If we're hungry, we want to eat. If we're thirsty, we want to drink. You know, we cannot be led by the carnal flesh. We take down our flesh so that we can be led by the Spirit of God. You see, I realize it works. Every person who comes to my table, they need to hear about the love of Jesus. But I battle with myself sometimes, because sometimes I may know that God wants me to relay their love, but sometimes it's hard. But what I found is when I fast and I take my flesh down during Lent, there's not that like middle wall of partition. It is just easy for me to tell everyone about the love of God when the flesh comes down. But when I'm eating and doing whatever I want and that old man is taking over, it becomes harder and harder. There's like a block. And I'm like, they might not want to hear it. They might. No, no, no. We got to dispose ourselves to be sons of God, to be led by the Spirit. It's very simple. We're either led by the flesh or we're led by the Spirit. The Spirit of God wants to overshadow you. The Spirit of God wants to overwhelm you so that there's no barrier, that we are soldiers for God, that when God tells us to do something, we don't hesitate. You see, all anxiety, all fear, all caring what people think, that is found in the flesh. But when we crucify that old man, we live in that new creation that God wants us to live in. That when you receive Jesus, your DNA changed. You have God's divinity coursing through you. You are filled by the Holy Spirit. What did the Holy Spirit come to do? To glorify Jesus. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you cannot help but to glorify Jesus. What does the flesh not want to do? The flesh doesn't want to shout to the Lord. The flesh doesn't want to clap to the Lord. The flesh doesn't want to come to glory night and sing and dance because you might look silly. The flesh fights the Spirit. But guess what? We crucify the flesh so that we can live to the Spirit and be fully alive as Jesus intends you to live.
And that's what God calls you and me to do. Crucify the flesh. Nail it to the cross. Receive the sonship of God's Spirit.
Yes.
Receive that sonship of God's Holy Spirit. You received it at baptism. But I want to tell you, there is an experience that you can experience what happened at baptism and confirmation. Receive the sonship that comes from the cross. You are no longer a slave, but a son, but a daughter. You belong to the family of Christ Jesus. You are part of the body of Christ. He wants to tell you to shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. And I'm going to tell you, whenever I look at the stars, they're not saying I'm trying to shine. They shine by their very nature. We are called to shine by our very nature. That Jesus Christ dwells within our hearts. That we have been transformed. And we still need more transformation. But we are, by our nature, shining like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. And it is a perverse generation, very, very much crooked and perverse. We call men women, we call women men, we kill our children from the womb. This is what's happening, and I'm going to tell you, many places, people that are elderly, their lives are cut short. That's true. I've seen it. That's murder. Their lives are cut short. If you have someone in a nursing home, keep your eye on that person. Don't let them do for that person what they want to do. People think that, you know, they're old, they've had their life. No, that's not anything but murder. Life is what we need to give people, not death. But how do you get life? By dying to self and giving your life to Jesus Christ.
And a big reason why is, as humans, we become very soft, you know? We're so afraid of a little suffering. We don't want people to suffer at their end of their life. When it's come to the end of my life, Lord, I'll take all the suffering that you can give me. Do not cut my life short. Because that suffering can be offered to the Father in union with the cross for the salvation of the world, for the salvation of souls. We got to get out of this mindset of comfort, and we got to live. We got to live for Jesus Christ, that there's times for God's glory, but there's times to be united to the cross. You know, God says if we share in the suffering of Christ, we also share in the glory. We need to receive what God has given us every second. We need to not be afraid. When I go to the monks say, Anthony, the problem with the world is you're soft. The problem with you is you're soft. You got so much comfort that we can't appreciate like the joys of Christ. And it's true. We want to be disciplined as children of God. If we can't be disciplined, we can't receive what God has for us. St. Paul said, you know, he talks about athletes. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a crown that will fade away.
Olive leaves.
But we do it as Christians for a crown that is imperishable. The crown that the Father places on your head when you receive heaven. You see, if we cannot be disciplined in Christ, we cannot do anything for the kingdom. We become wishy-washy. We become driven by the flesh and the old man. Where God says, what's the first thing that Jesus said? If you want to be my disciple, you need to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. Deny yourself, and the greater the denial, the greater the glory. Because when we deny ourselves, we're making more room for Jesus Christ to come and fill us. When we deny ourselves, we're dying to ourselves, and we begin to live for the new man. Why did Jesus go into the desert for 40 days and fast, being tempted by the devil? What did the Bible say after he denied himself? He came out in the power of the Holy Spirit and began his public ministry. Do you want to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit? You got to create room for that Spirit. You got to deny yourself. And when you're weak, you know what the devil does? He comes to tempt you. It said the devil returned and he wanted to come back to Jesus at a more opportune time. The devil waits till you're hungry to say, turn this rock, turn this stone into food. The devil waits till you're hungry to begin to tempt you. But when you are your weakest, that is when you are the strongest in Christ, because that is when you need to rely on the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not be afraid of discomfort. Do not be afraid of not being in control. Because when you surrender to control to Jesus, when you become a slave to Jesus, then you become free in Christ.
Slave to Jesus. Hallelujah. You become free in Christ. That's it. How many people that come to church are not free? How many people that come to church are afraid to die?
But is Jesus ever going to shed another drop of blood for us to get us free?
No, it's been shed. It's been shed. And that blood frees us. Yes. The precious blood of Jesus frees us.
Yes. But when that blood was shed, when Jesus was not only crucified but rose from the dead, he gave you the keys to the kingdom. And he says, now I give you all authority. I give you all dominion. I give you the keys to the kingdom of God. Now go and establish the kingdom of God in yourself and upon this earth. Jesus said it was finished. Jesus did his part. Now it's time for us to walk in the authority that God gave us and to begin to do our part.
And that is to you as well as to me. You say, I'm not worthy. Get over it. That's something you got to get over. Nobody's worthy. God has a command. Go ye therefore into the world and baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But before the church baptizes people, they've got to receive Jesus personally. They've got to know about Jesus, that he has come into their lives to set them free. Oh, yes. When I was baptized at 40 days old, the only thing I could do was, wah! That's all I could do. But you know what? When I was 21 years old, I heard the gospel that Jesus Christ the Lord died for me and for my sins, that Jesus Christ the Lord was raised from the dead and poured out the Holy Spirit. Do I want to receive what Jesus did? Now, that's not trying. That's receiving. Do I want to receive the finished work of the cross, the blood of the Lamb? Do I want to receive the Holy Spirit? How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? You fathers among you know how to give good gifts to your children, and you people are sinful. If they ask you for a piece of bread, you don't give them a stone. If they ask you for a fish, you don't give them a scorpion. You who are sinful know how to give good things to your children. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Amen. We want it. We want more of the Holy Spirit. We need more of the Holy Spirit. More and more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Because God gives us the desires of our heart if it's in alignment with his will. You know what's always in God's will? More of the Holy Spirit. More of God's power. More of God's glory if we're going to use it to glorify Jesus. Not ourselves, but we're going to use it only to glorify Jesus. You see, the state of the world, as Father said, it's a dark world. It ain't because of the devil. It's because we as Christians are not walking in the dominion we've been called to walk in. There's a spiritual principle. If there's a void in the spirit, darkness is going to fill it. It's not the devil why the world is dark. It's because of us. It's because of me in the church that we're not walking and establishing the kingdom of God on this earth as it is in heaven. Jesus gave you the keys. You have the keys in your hand. I have the keys. Can I have the grace to die to myself so I can live for Christ? The darkness doesn't battle with the light. The darkness comes to overshadow the light. When I go preach in front of the satanic temple and the witch shops and everything, I'm not in a battle. I'm just coming to establish the victory. I'm coming to turn the light on in the darkness. We can be in a dark room. You hit the light switch, there's no battle. The light comes to overshadow the darkness. One Christian walking in the power of the Holy Spirit has more authority than 1,000 witches. 10,000 Satanists, one person, you, because greater is in you that is in the world. When you wake up in the morning, the devil is so afraid, he's shaking in his boots because he knows that you're going to destroy his kingdom today if you know who you are in Christ. This life only is about, do you know, do I know, does Father know who we are in Christ, the authority, the dominion, the power, the gifting that he gives us. You know the only thing that demons can do? They can reflect their state upon you. The demon of fear makes you feel afraid. The demon of poverty makes you poor. The demon of lust makes you lustful. Just name it, whatever it is. But you take authority and you break it because they work through the flesh. But we got to crucify the flesh. God gave us life and death in the power of the tongue. When you wake up, you command your day. I command in Jesus' name, I cancel every assignment of the enemy today. I break every plan of the devil. I command the glory of God to wash over my day. I am surrounded by the holy angels of God. I am a distribution center for the Lord. Today, God is going to use me to work miracles and signs. God can only give you what you are ready to receive. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. You know what the devil gets us to do? He influences us to curse ourselves. Because the enemy cannot work. The devil can't work on this world without human agreement. The devil cannot operate on your life unless we are agreeing with him in a conscious or a subconscious way. I cast down every lie. I cast down every thought of the enemy. I never come into agreement with him. If I start to get sick, you know what I do immediately? I send that sickness back to hell. I rebuke the sickness. I don't agree with it. I say, this has no place in me, this sickness, this cough. I am a son of God. I am filled with the light of God. I command every sickness to wither and die in Jesus' name. Every bad thought, I return it to sender. Back to hell where you belong. What are you declaring? At the prayer meeting yesterday, we have two of the people in the music ministry, and the wife, Aaron, she's pregnant. And anyways, her husband came up for prayer, and I began to decree over his life by inspired by God. I declare an open window of provision to come over your life. Provision, Lord, open the windows of heaven and release provision. So anyways, after the prayer meeting, we looked in the box. And after we decreed it, there was an envelope, and it said to Erin and Joe and baby, because she's pregnant, $1,000. Someone put it in there. Someone put it in there in Jesus' name. And she said, for Lent, you know what I was giving up? I was giving up worrying about money and trusting in the Lord. And whenever I didn't have something, I thanked the Lord for what I did have. You see, when we speak in the spirit, we have power in the words. And God is outside of time, so he doesn't work on a timeline. Everything in the spiritual realm is in the eternal realm. So if we decree something today, it can be used for last week. And then you know what else happened? Some woman came up and she gave me a $2,000 check for in season, out of season, so that you could hear this broadcast today. Have you been declaring provision over your life? Have you been declaring the power of God? Have you been canceling the devil's plans? What are you doing? Do you know who you are in Christ? Today, God wants you to wake up. He wants me to wake up. He wants Father to wake up. It's a wake-up call for us Christians. Amen. That we begin to walk in the power and the authority that Jesus gave us.
No more namby-pamby.
Yes!
No more namby-pamby.
That's a word for this Lent. Tell him again.
No more namby-pamby. We are children of God. We are adults in the Holy Spirit.
What are we eating?
We're eating the Word of God and the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are makers of what's going to happen in the Holy Spirit. And if we don't make what's going to happen, someone else is going to do it.
Yep.
And it's not going to be God.
Yep.
We have a mission, and our mission is on earth until we go to heaven. We have a mission to bring people to Jesus, and Jesus to people.
In heaven to earth.
Amen. Heaven to earth. When we pray for the sick, we're only praying, thy kingdom come now on earth as it is in heaven.
How many people are sick in heaven?
Nobody's sick in heaven.
How many people are depressed?
Nobody's depressed in heaven.
How many people are afraid?
Nobody's afraid in heaven. How many people are hungry? Nobody hungry in heaven. You want to know why? They're being filled with the presence of God. They're looking and seeing God face to face. Hallelujah. That's heaven. We see God as in a mirror, darkly, but it's the same God. You know what sometimes I say to God? I know you're there. I know you're hiding. And I know you're going to do something. You don't need to hide because I know you're there. That's real. That's real.
Sometimes he hides so we can activate our faith.
Elijah. He hid from Elijah. After Elijah did the great miracle with the prophets of Baal. He hid from Elijah. And Elijah was crying under a tree. He forgot what God had done through him, that he confounded and killed the prophets of Baal. I love Elijah. You know why? He's so human. One day he's a victor. The next day he's weeping because he needs God. You see, that's okay. That's okay. God has plans for you today. This is the Friday in Lent. God has plans for you today, but you've got to take the plan.
That's right. And we're going to begin to decree over your life. I decree that provision, the same provision that fell on Glory Nights, fall upon your life. I decree that every plan of the enemy against your life is bound and cast to hell in Jesus' name. I decree that the glory of God and the fire of the Holy Spirit saturates you now.
I decree health in your bones in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree health in your brain and in your mind in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree peace from the risen Savior in the name of Jesus Christ.
I decree on this Friday in Lent the grace to fast. I decree and declare that you will know who you are, the authority you carry in the spirit that Jesus has given you from the cross.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.